What is the relationship between the city of Jacksonville and JSU? Are there any combined projects that went on during your term? And has JSU...
Now, JSU, it depends on your viewpoint, where you want it to come from. You know, if you want to say the city and the university compete for various things, you can find reasons or positions where that is true. If you want to find that they cooperate, you can find reasons where they cooperate. So, really what you're looking for. Jackson is a big institution. It's a very strong institution. It has a big influence on the community. It has a lot of kids coming all the time. It has 400 or 500 employees up there, games employed. And so what it does really influences the community. By the same token, it has an influence on the university and what, how we deal with it and how we relate to it. I have always contended that the students are no more or no less than just citizens. In other words, some good, some bad, some drink, some don't drink, some smoke, some play around, some are serious. We got the rich ones up there, we got some poor ones up there. Some walk, some ride. Some drive Mercedes, or some ride bicycles. So we just have to deal with the whole gamut. And over the years, the university and the town has gotten along, I think, very famously together, very fine. We sort of had to, you know. But that doesn't mean we always disagree, always agree on everything. Town has used the university to pick up some extra stuff. We've used the university enrollment and university growth in order to say we need additional sewer system. Same time, I'm sure the university has said that they're being used by the city to get certain things. For example, we feel like, I've always felt like the university should be more involved with the city and with law enforcement and fire protection. Because of those 80-some-odd buildings sitting up there, the city has to provide fire protection for them, and yet the city directly receives no money from the university in the way of property taxes or fees in order to support these things. Well, they come back and say, well, we've got our students, they live in town, they buy sales, they buy merchandise, and you get our sales tax money. That's true. So that's what I'm saying. Depending on where you're coming from, what you're trying to do. I'm going to say, well, we wouldn't, if the university wasn't here, we wouldn't need near this big sewer system. But, you know, where are you going to put the hat, you know? And there are some people in the community that say that we just don't need the community and don't need the college. And I'm sure the folks in the college say we could do that, some of the community too, but we benefit. Community benefits for the university being here. We're academically here to play football games, the sports. We have banquets and other programs that the university helps us put on. And high school uses their football stadium. And so it's pretty much a love affair in my opinion.
In 1993, Jacksonville received federal money for the Jacksonville Square project. Is this a grant or a loan, and how was Jacksonville able to come up with this money or get this money?
Well, I don't know where they're going to match the money from, because I wasn't in office. I'm not in office now. But when the final results of the bids came in, they were about $100,000 above what the estimate to be, so right now that probably is on hold because the city hadn't come up with the matching money yet. But I think that was just going to come out of general funds or regular revenue. It wasn't that much involved, about $20,000.
I understand that what I'm about to list here are some of your accomplishments during your term in office, and feel free to jump right in. An enlarged fire department.
Yes, we added to the. In fact, we built a new fire station. It cost about $300,000 to $400,000. Crippling. We put on the shelter our ambulances and our fire department and our fire trucks. One building.
Street cleaning, new equipment.
Well, we bought a street sweeper. Constantly worked on keeping our streets clean, yes.
And the city of Jacksonville showed improved financial conditions during your term, too. Isn't that correct?
Yes, I like to take a lot of credit for that, but a lot of that is just natural growth. natural occurring and reoccurring. You support this, and then that helps, and that supports that. You know, it feeds upon itself. New homes increase the sales in the community, and this sort of thing. So we did have we did pass a sales tax, and we did pass some small little license changes that brought in some additional money. But most of the major increases would be the natural growth in the community.
Well, I understand that you are responsible for getting the city code book published.
Yes, I was very much involved in that, because before that we had no code. Everything was just in the old minute books. So I convinced the council many years ago to publish the city code. In fact, it needs to be updated, and except for the cost, I think it would have been done by now, but it needs to be updated.
Was it a costly project?
As I remember, it was very costly. The city clerk had to send all the records to somewhere in Virginia. He was very unhappy about sending all those records out of City Hall. So we got it done, though.
And I understand that during your administration, the city had its first budget in 15 years?
That's very interesting. By state law, state does not require the city to have a budget. Of course, the budget is the planning, too. Yes, when I came in office, we had the first budget for myself. The first budget that I knew of, and the formal budget. They probably had some planning budgets or something since then. Before that, but we had a first budget. We adopted it. We had the revenues and expenditures listed.
Also, the city workers got a 10% pay raise thanks to you. Is that right?
Well, I'm thankful to say that every year I was in office, there was an adjustment in city pay. Most of the time there was a raise. One time we went to a very extensive restudy of the whole system and readjusted everything. Sometimes it was a very slight raise, sometimes it was pretty adjustment. But I think I'm correct, and every year I was in office there was an adjustment to city payroll.
Were you responsible for also getting them retirement benefits?
Yes, they had no retirement until I was in office. Of course, when I say I'm talking about city council and all of this,
sure.
I provide some leadership. But this could not have been done without the cooperation of the whole council. Yes, they really had no retirement system. And that's one thing I put in, and I've been very thankful for over the years. See these folks retire with some retirement.
The Germania Springs Park is planned in two phases. That you're doing is also?
Well, that occurred while I was in office. We had a recreation area up there, and we have a development into our water system, added to our city water system. So that's been a much needed and much appreciated addition to our city.
I understand in 1970 you got another federal grant for $336,000. Did this require the help of, say, Sparkman or Jim Allen or Bill Nichols? Were they instrumental in getting Jacksonville any money?
I don't remember what particular grant you're speaking of back in those days, but
I believe it was water and sewage grants.
The federal government had different ways of doing things, and they sort of changed over the years. Many times there was more politics involved in some grants than others. And obviously when there was a lot of politics had to be involved, those people in Washington helped us tremendously. Sparkman, Allen, Bill Nichols, whoever was in office at that time. Rowley's there now, he wasn't there when I was in office, but they were tremendous in their help to the city to get those grants.
When you were in office, how did you find out about all the available federal grants?
Well, there is a exchange of information all the way up and down the line from cities. But you just have to get yourself involved and make yourself available some of this information. Because this part is state and your national level organizations. They have conferences. I was criticized by somebody one time for going to some of these conferences and seminars. These are the places where you find out about those things. What other cities are doing, what they did do, haven't done, what they were successful with. When I first came in office, I was away an awful lot of times attending these things, encouraging the city council to go Montgomery, Washington, Atlanta, wherever we had these seminars to find out, paying attention to the publications that are available. Also, and I don't think a whole lot in your report about it, probably find newspapers, but about that time I began to get involved, we had these regional planning commissions. Now, the regional planning commissions contributed a great deal to the growth of communities. Many early politicians felt like they were a third level of government and they were opposed to them. So we had to do it sort of undercover, so to speak, in a way to support those things. But these regional planning and development commissions were very important. And we started off here in this area, basically from Calhoun County. Then we got involved to five counties, and then we got involved to spread that to a 10-county region, which we are today. And I was an early president of the earliest council, and also the 10 council, first president of the 10 council. And I was also a president of the State Association of Planning Commissions at that time. These are agencies that got money from the federal government to do area planning, to advise cities, to fill out grants. And I used to tell them, people have always been a tremendous help to the city, and they're always on top of these grants. They're willing to help us. So, that's been sort of a combination of using them and using our local. And at that time, we employed for the first time Lynn Causey, who was a city planner type person. I worked with her. She's actually, according to the civil service, she's actually one of the mayor's secretaries, but she's basically in planning. Working with the planning commission, the board of adjustment, and so forth, the building commission, and their work.
Governor Wallace visited Jacksonville during your term. Did you have a personal relationship, or was that just an occasional visit, and he just happened to pick Jacksonville to come to?
Governor Wallace had a lot of friends in Jacksonville. I wasn't one of his personal friends, but he knew me and I knew him, and I made acquaintance over the years. And I'm sure he scheduled Jacksonville on a regular basis to his itinerary. But he was very much interested in Jacksonville and people up there.
In June of 1970, you might remember this happening at one of the city council members, city council meetings, but three policemen apparently came into City Hall and started making their own demands of things that they wanted. Do you remember this incident?
I don't remember that particular incident, but back in those days, many of the city employees felt like the only approach they could have was to the council was to appear with some publicity and make their demands known. I don't know what they were talking about at that particular time.
Now, apparently these three just went above the police chief and I think asked for more money for uniforms, and I'm not sure the other two requests.
Well, about that,
I thought it was unusual.
That is, during that time, Chief Tipton was probably, Rob Tipton was probably a police chief. He's an old-time policeman, had been there many years. He was very conservative and thought a man ought to be out there to be able to police without all this modern stuff. So his policeman wanted some a little bit more modern equipment than he maybe was willing to push for. So maybe I'd say something to him. I'd come to the council and talk to him. You know, I may have precipitated some of that, but it wasn't too fierce, I don't think.
Do you remember when parking meters were installed in Jacksonville?
Oh, yeah, then we took them out, too. That's one of the early things we did. That always got to be a hassle. Policemen had one, check them anyway, and everybody fussed about them getting tickets, and the merchants didn't, were mad, and they warned them in force at times and didn't want them in force at times, so the council and I just decided we'd take them out and done with it.
How long did parking meters last?
Well, that's pretty a while. It's been out a long time. I don't know when we took them out. In the 60s, I imagine that's got an office. But, I don't remember. We were glad to see them go.
Do you remember a gasoline tax being passed for the